to accept this gift of salvation. The only reasonable thing is surrender your heart and your life to His authority. The only reasonable thing is to let Him have not just this life, but your eternity. So the question is, what are you going to do with this resurrected Jesus? What are you going to do with the evidence? The evidence that the tomb was empty. The evidence that Jesus met many people and revealed Himself over 40 days to just hundreds and hundreds of people, not just to a select few. Well, what are you going to do with the evidence of how lives have been radically changed?
One day the trumpet will sound for His coming. One day the skies will be His glory.
That's really all that matters.
One day
you can reject Him. Paul tells us if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. The resurrection is true. You can't go on living like it's got nothing to do with you.
Rising, He justified freely forever. One day He's coming, oh glorious day.
Are you living life that gives evidence of the resurrected Christ?
You know what?
Are you, Christian, living your life that proves the resurrection is real? Are you living bold for the gospel? Are you living under the authority of God? Are you letting God and His Holy Spirit and His Word transform your heart and your life? Are you living to give evidence that the resurrection is real? Are you allowing the truth of the resurrection to change everything about you? The resurrection of Jesus changes everything. So what are you going to do with this Jesus? This morning we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to sing a couple of songs before we ever get to the invitation. Christians, this is the time when we respond to the truth of the resurrection. We celebrate the resurrected Jesus. If you're here and you don't know Jesus, or you're here and you're not sure, it's a time for you to reflect over the message and think about what we're seeing. Think about what's been said. Think about what are you going to do with this truth. Then you're going to have a chance to respond. I pray you give your heart to Jesus. There's no greater decision. There's no greater life than a life lived under the authority of one who loves you enough to die for you. So that you might. Lord God, we do thank You so much for Your great love. We thank You for the hope we have in Jesus Christ. We thank You for the power of the resurrection. We thank You for all the evidence that proves that You are alive. But God, may we live out that evidence in our lives. May we be a part of that evidence to the world. For the same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in us. We surrender our heart and our life to You. So God, may we truly live in power and be Your witnesses to a world that needs to know You. Lord, we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. If you would stand with us as we spend some time singing to the Lord. live in you. May you live.